And we're live. Hang on, we got an annoying fan that I forgot to turn off. Let's get that. And there we go. All right. So occasionally I like to pace when I speak. And I've created a little track here for myself in the basement, so we're going to test this out. Let me know how it's working. We're off to the second superpower of high-gravity speakers. The superpower is acceptance. Now, I'm going to give you a simple drill to play with here in a moment. But the first way to understand acceptance is it's sort of like the next level of relaxation. Relaxation, when you get it, when you get systematically, when you practice consistently, when you really start to understand because you're on the other side of experience, it changes your body physically. It helps you with all the excess tension in your body. So whereas relaxation is helping you minimize that tension, now it definitely has mental and emotional effects. But acceptance comes from the other direction. It's mostly mental and emotional. It has physical effects. So you're getting kind of two sides of a very similar thing here when you practice both relaxation and acceptance. Relaxation can help you with both. Acceptance can help you with both. But everything works better when you practice both relaxation and acceptance. So with acceptance, whenever you notice resistance, and if you start paying attention, you'll notice it quite frequently. Whenever you notice resistance, there's something that can be accepted. First off, you might just accept the fact that you are resisting something. Now, this resistance ends up getting called lots of things. There could be fear, anxiety. There's many different things going on. The challenge is you fighting yourself. So sometimes you might get something like a pure emotion coming up. And if that's all that's coming up, while it can be very intense, it's really only a problem once you start fighting it. When you have fear and you say, hey, I've got fear, well, so sometimes we're all afraid. That's life. When you're angry and you're just, oh, I'm angry right now. Sometimes we're all angry. It's really the fighting yourself on it that not only makes the emotion worse, it makes the entire situation more complicated. Because it's not just about you and you happening to be angry right now. Now it's you being angry, you being more angry because you're fighting yourself on it, and all the other complications that you fighting yourself brings up. So when you start to accept, you start to minimize all these complications. You start to minimize all the challenges. It's not that everything gets super easy, it just gets easier. Because the resistance in the system has been dramatically reduced. So again, relaxation helps you mostly reduce that on a physical level. Acceptance helps you mostly reduce that on an emotional level. Now for our drill. The drill is essentially three deep breaths, and this is going to be used throughout the seven superpowers of high gravity speakers. But you're just going to take three deep, slow breaths. And you can think of anything you might be resisting, anything that might be uncomfortable. It's okay for the discomfort or even the pain to be there. Just notice where you might be fighting it. Notice where you might be tensing up around it, physically or emotionally. Notice that. Welcome it. And let it go. And you can do that as you're doing your three deep, slow breaths. Just bring it in. Let it go. Bring it in. Notice any resistance and let it go. Bring it in. Any remaining resistance, let it go. Now again, you can do this drill with a variety of different things. We're going to have a variety of different focuses when we practice this drill going throughout the seven secrets. Do not be fooled. This drill is incredibly simple. But if you treat it like it's not important just because it's simple, you won't get any of the benefit from it. You have to show up. You have to practice. You have to have a real understanding. You might have somewhat of an intellectual understanding right now. Your real understanding will come on the other side of practice. So you need to practice. You need to show up consistently. You need to show up again and again and again to get the power of this. Once you really start to get it, you'll be seeing the results of it in your life. So go ahead and play with that a little bit. I'm Ben Langley. Thank you very much for spending some time with me today. We will talk again soon.